Doje chanchen telo naroda marbai mila chuche ga po pa tu zoem jeja kunke karai ma pa cheje chonje ki pa ze naem da te ta ze som ma te Sala Nyamin Drogon Dapo Kagila Sawai Deso Kagila Maynam Kibadzino Nam Tarjengelo Shelo Kongi Kangpar Sumbashi Senor Kola Chashe Mek Sedrinde Da Chepe Konche La Ningur Shemba Me Parachengelo Meke Kongi Kowor Sumbashi Mengatir goce bela mala Gendo solwande peko cela Cemi mge ke warjim Yeme kongi ngwishi son vashi Kanshara tope Mogo soy made majude karacho peko chela komja lo da ende warachi gelo namdo mogo chikurusung baishin chiriyamai chiriyacharwala Maga Rolbar Charave Kom Chenla Korde Yerme Topar Chip Kewa Kundu Yandala Maida Telmi Chiki Pelalo Chiching Sadalam Giyun Terra Zoyne, Dorje Chanje Goma Nyurto. Duzum Zanje Damje Gengo, Rigdang, Gengor Gyatso Kyabda, Gardin Tsungba Mebe, Palne Lama Dambe Shabge Dul. Mame Balago, Rabdu Dugube Chat Session, Capsu Chevo, Chingi Labor Zedo, Sol, Omi Chugi, Ingi Podani, Tusum Sanji Kungi, Muni, Ransim Chuk, Munsum Tonzebe, Zawe, Lame Shabla, Kuja, Sel, Kangi Dala, Rikba Labadan, Dugutin Jimena Jimbat, Labasum da Wang Rujin Labe, Mugi Lama Namla Kuja, Sel. And we called sometimes shamatha and vipassana, right? And without vipassana, you cannot gain. Without shamatha, you cannot gain vipassana. So Tibetan, we call thakdong. Vipassana rwa hakdong and shamatha is shine and here for the beginner how you gain shamatha, right? It's also very quite difficult if you don't know how to use technique. Therefore instruction is very important, like I used to say parallel parking. Yeah, you have to have instruction, really. Otherwise, you cannot do it without instruction. So that's a kind of parallel instruction. So shamatha instruction now. So how you start with the beginner, beginning. So here, there's two ways. And Mahamudra, instruction is so profound, so crucial point. They give us sometimes with the holding, breathe here. So here a little bit holding like this. This is not I'm making a little bit vase.
Vase.
Vase, yeah, vase. Mm-hmm. This is not, no need. Also, varlung is called middle wind, also fine. Hold a little bit. So if you hold practice with the shamatha vase, it's wonderful for starting beginning. You see, hold here, then focus. You see, it's very hard. So immediately you have to focus there. You cannot get easily distracted. So this is forcefully you start to gain shamatha, means concentration. How many seconds you can hold like that, then it's okay. So this is starting. So shamatha, holding here. Don't hold, do not hold upper body. If you hold upper body, then you will get easily lung problem, wind problem. If you have lung problem, then easy to get angry. You will be very angry person then. So you have to hold, they say, in the navel side, hold base. So it is very helpful. And then middle wind, lung, Tibetan we call the barlung, is holding a little bit, then it will allows you give, I mean, your concentration. Shamatha is there. So hold little middle wind, navel here. Then you can breathe normally. Focus on that, also fine. You get it? You see, your concentration is there. You see, folded. Not easy to get distracted. Middle wind. This is the key. This is a instruction, like parallel instruction. How you can share with those who really cannot concentrate, then walking with the wind, support of wind, then you can practice shamatha, your concentration. Yeah,
body.
Yeah, focus
you're
on that. You're not holding so tight, okay. Just barlung. Some great master practitioner, they do hold their life. Entire life they are holding little bit barlung. So this will support you mindfulness. To improve your mindfulness. Not upper body. Yeah. Like when you're doing meditation, the 4 inch below the navel, but it's not very specific like that, but it's the place is here, near side, the navel, barlung little, you'll hold little bit. It's very helpful. Within support of the shamatha, and then aware, just aware, not chasing past, not chasing, not anticipating future, just relax on the present. And that is shamatha, no, vivashana, lhaktung, you see. So, yeah. And then you're really dull, then do dropping method. And then usually, and then here, now the key instruction how to start a shamatha. Now key instruction how to start vipassana now. Vipassana is like that. You can also no need to drop sometimes all the time looking. Like, what is mind right now? What is my attitude? Look at your mind attitude. Then immediately you can get awareness. Then you can, if you look at your attitude, right? Mind attitude. What's my attitude now? Is good or bad? Good, also, you can relax on that. Don't have to change. Don't have to get too excited. And bad also, don't have to change. Look at that nature is beautiful, peace. Relax on that. Just you have to know right now what your mind attitude is. Then at that moment, immediately you get, you can apply Vipassana, Lakdong aware. When your death come to you, look at that fearness, right? Don't try to avoid that fear. And then relax in that fear. Yeah. Then if you die in that state, oh, you're wonderful then. Like that. Everything Buddha's instruction, give us Guru's instruction is so wonderful. Why we focus on our Guru top of your head? Why Mahamudra says, oh, actually, we have to be free from, undivided view, right? Samsara and Nirvana. May I realize Samsara and Nirvana undivided. Why you cannot visualize Guru under your feet? Why? There's divisive is there. Oh, the head is clean, upper body, feet is lower. Why? Then may I realize samsara and nirvana undivided. Then your feet and head and feet is divided. Oh, one is high, one is lower. Why? Oh, they have method. They also meaning. This is not dividing upper and lower. It is all about if you focus on your head, our Brahma,
fontanel
is here. So when you die, more focusing on your head, your consciousness will be like that. So therefore, there's a benefit. Always focus on your head. Easy to connect, and your consciousness is, easy to connect. Lower than not good, like that. Actually, it's not talking about higher and lower, not that. There's a benefit is there.
Purpose
is there. Purpose is there. Get it? Yes. Okay, then I will read a little bit. Thank you. Thank you. It's okay that Dao working with that?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. And then most of our question, right? Sometimes when later, you can get the answer here. So beautiful, really. This is amazing teaching and amazing instruction. Easy to engage with our daily life. Yeah. So, if you read the Moonlight Beam of Chajan Dawe with
Moonlight of Mahamudra
is quite extensive. How many pages? Maybe 200, more than 200 pages. But this is here, very short. Essence of teaching is there. You can easily apply. It's very convenient for, this generation time, including myself, right? Our practice. It is really good. Did we? Can you explain which pages?
Page 228 in the middle, the profound advice.
Thank you. The profound advice. The third part explains the profound advice on the subsequent application, which is based on the oral instruction that revealed direct self-liberation. You see, the all Mahamudra instruction is self-liberation. Yeah. So actually Buddha's teaching also self-liberation. Buddha can only guide you. If you practice this, then you can get self-liberation. Buddha cannot liberate you. We have to liberate by ourselves, our effort, right? This is very important, self-liberation. While you remain in undistracted naturalness, it is utterly impossible to accumulate karma, and you have cut the stream of the further accumulation of karma. So the point is, I want to remind you again. Morning we wake up, till we sleep, or till we die, or after we born here, till we die, we are breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. When it stops, then we say, oh, now we dead, right? The breathing stops, then we dead, yes. Till we die, we are breathing in, breathing out. And that is karmic wind in the instruction that is legi lung. That's karmic wind. Means you are accumulating those virtuous or non-virtuous karmic. You can. So here I want to express you a little bit. I mean, I want to explain you a little bit. For the beginner, they believe that all the virtuous action is to be adopted. Yes, it's good. All the virtuous means with the duality, with the whatever we accumulate with the three stream, korsum.
Three spheres.
Means subject and object. I do prostration to Buddha. I'm giving food to somebody else. This is the way to accumulation of merit, right? With the duality, with the subject and object, three spheres.
Spheres.
Good. Three spheres. Good.
Very good.
Good. Yeah, so here. So that kind of merit, accumulation of merit with the three spheres, that kind of merit is we called sakje gi gewa. Sakje means contaminated virtuous action. Take it away. Contaminated.
Or tainted virtue.
Tainted. What?
Tainted
virtues. Yeah. Here. That, like, that kind of virtue will allow us to take rebirth in higher realm, like human, and then Tushida, like Deva and Devi's realm, like that. That will allow us, it's wonderful. But that is so far I translate as my contaminated virtue because the Buddha's teaching in Prajnaparamita says sakje gi gewa means I will read that stanza. Jidar dugdan jebe kase sangsa wa karbo chula mikbang denda gelwe sung. So that kind of virtue is like a the poison food, delicious poison food, when you are taking that food, it's enjoying, right? It's delicious. But after you had that food, then not very fun, really, right? So you later you get sick or something, the result is not very good like that. So those, the contaminated virtues result is just like that. So because of virtuous action, we born as a human body, human being, right? Looks very beautiful, but after we born here, right? Not so happy. Everyone have problem, right? Rich people have rich problem. Poor people have poor problem. Everyone have problem. So just like this is like, I mean, contaminated. Right? What you translate?
Tainted.
What? Donjik tainted. Yeah. T E.
T A I N T.
Yeah. Tainted. Kind of. Good. Can you write down something for me? I have a lot of collection now. So, sooner or later, you know, that's not ultimate happiness is there, right? So now here, for the beginner, for us, of course, we need that. Sakjiki gewa, yeah, is to be adopted, yes. We have to do prostration, we have to do ngondro. Because of that, we can get good result. But that is not totally pure. It's contaminated. So therefore, here it's talking about the karmic wind means, right? We are breathing in, breathing out, and we are accumulating kind of sometimes virtuous, sometimes non-virtuous action. We are accumulating that. Now, when we are doing meditation of Mahamudra, that is totally antidote to karmic wind. And that wind transforms into wisdom wind, our wind, when we resting in Mahamudra. Of course, we're breathing in, breathing out. But that time, wind is transformed into wisdom wind. And that moment, you are not accumulating any karma. Accumulating any karma. I mean, virtuous or non-virtuous, both. We are not accumulating any karma. That is antidote to karma. So this is all talking about that. We have to know that, right? Mahamudra. Meditation is antidote to karmic wind. So here, while you are remain in undistracted naturalness, it is utterly impossible to accumulate karma. So that time is antidote to your karma. Rebe? Mm-hmm. Utterly impossible to accumulate karma, and you have cut the stream of the further accumulation of karma. You understand? Yeah, good. Although you are not accumulating new karma, do not get the idea that there is neither good nor evil to be experienced. As karma ripens, that is, unless you purify all the karmic, unless you purify karma that moment, all the karmic deeds you have previously accumulated through confusion, which is ignorant. Oh, sorry. Oh, then I'm wrong. Previously accumulated through confession and purification, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Dagba, purification. Yeah, dagba. Yeah. accumulated through confession, purification, and so forth. Yeah. They will repent without fail. Okay, here. Again, some witches we accumulate through karmic wind, right? We accumulate karma, and then we call that unfailing. Unfailing. Then if you purify through Vajrasattva, like a preliminary practice is extremely important, so we have to remember that, yeah. Through that, if you purify through recitation of Vajrasattva or through support of other, sometimes the arising bodhicitta also can purify those karma. So there are so many ways to purify. If you purify, then you have to, that you don't have to take the result because you already purify. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Without fail. The ripening of karma is still possible, yeah. This ripening will manifest in your body. Yeah, this is again talking about the karmic and cause is really Padmasambhava. He says, my view is very high as a space, but I still pay attention for karmic and cause. I try to avoid even small kind of evil deed. You have to avoid. It doesn't matter how high you have view, Mahamudra. If you accumulate something wrong, misdeed, then you have to take that karmic and cause will take their own course. Well, yeah. Take it away. Yeah. So here he give very detail. So this ripening will manifest in your body or mind and nowhere else, yes. It will not ripen on table. It will ripen on your body or your mind. When it ripens in your body, you will fall sick. Oh. When it ripens in your mind, you will feel joy or sorrow. And the thought of the six type of disturbing emotions will arise. When that happens, it is important to possess the oral instruction on taking sickness as the path. You see, I tell you already, this is really important, and we can apply when you get sick. So you see, if Milarepa had a wonderful life, then he will be not Milarepa today. Yeah, he had really hard time. So sometimes our sickness is our guru. We have to rejoice. Our fortunate allow us to practice. If we are president, we cannot be here practice. We had to go somewhere like that. We are richest person. We cannot be practice here. We are wonderful. What we are now. Right? We have to rejoice, really. After death, there's no another place for rich men. There's no another place for poor men. There's definitely another place for practitioner. Yes. Then very happily we can face our death if you are good practitioner. That makes difference, Sirwa. Yeah. Okay, here's very he come up with really good important point. Mm-hmm. we have to rejoice like that. Yeah. It is important to possess the oral instruction on taking sickness as the path, taking joy and sorrow as the path, taking disturbing emotion as the path, and so forth. But if you simply rest in your naturalness, the essence of all this application, it will suffice. Yeah. So when you get sick, you can do Tonglen. You can rise, fully develop your compassion, and I have something to share you. And when my teacher, Khenpo Nyedun, Khenpo Jingmi's teacher was sick, very, very sick. And then my teacher went to see him. Then I was so curious what they are talking like that. Then my teacher told him, it is wonderful that for other people, they really get upset, right? If you, you get sick, wonderful, like that. So he just said like that. It's wonderful. So you can motivate. That time Rinpoche was, feel a little bit sick or something. Then you just ready to take Rinpoche's obstacle for you. And then you can change your motivation like that. We all, wow, like that. And he was like that, you know, ready. Really, when he gets sick, he had a great Tonglen. He always, that's wonderful. I can purify my karma. And I may take other people's wrongdoing. I can purify. May they never hurt even the name of my disease. You see, this is kind of taking path. And if you don't feel sick, you have no idea what is the sick, right? When you feel that, then you can take it. You know idea. I mean, you have idea how the pain is. Like that. So here is talking about that. And then this is relative taking a path. Ultimate taking a path means look at the where pain is. And Rinpoche also share. And at that moment, it's not very relief. You are looking at directly where pain is, but totally different. If you really wish to relieve from the disease, or you kind of accepting that disease, is different. So Mahamudra practice is all about accepting, not try to avoid. Therefore, this practice is really, really supreme method than any other method, right? Redwa. Yeah. Okay, I will read a little bit more. If you feel happy when meeting with good condition, and sad when encountering negative circumstances, and indulge in the feeling of happiness when happy and the feeling of sadness when sad. Yeah, so that is, some people like that. Oh, when you're happy, too much exciting. When you're sad, then too much, not like that. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, he said this, then you will accumulate immense of karma. Yeah. Therefore, you must immediately recognize a thought, be it happy or sad, in any circumstances, positive or negative, the nature is empty. Right? After recognition, you should rest in naturalness, look into the one who feels happy or sad. Oh, you see, this is really what? Who is happy? Look at that. Look into the one who feels happy or sad. Without repressing, repressing, what's the meaning? You get it, Steve? Can you explain in English, repressing?
Pushing down.
Pushing down. Oh, press. Okay, got it. Yeah. Press and repress. Yeah. Nemba. Repress. Okay. Many words like, yeah, I learned many things. Press, repress, sound, resound. Yeah? Like that. Got it. Thank you. This, when we were in India, I found the men and women are wisdom and method. She's embodiment of wisdom. He is embodiment of method. He come up so many methods like this, like that. So we learn many things from, really, it's very helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without repressing one feeling or encouraging the other, your clear, empty, and naked mind essence, free from any concern about joy or sorrow, freely became the innate state of awareness. So just relax on the moment that is fully awareness. You see what is happening very clearly, but not chasing like that. That is really, yeah. Yeah, Mahamudra, instead of being in Mahamudra. Furthermore, when your body falls sick, don't indulge in the illness, but rest in naturalness. Look into the painful sensation itself. The pain doesn't cease when resting like that. Yeah. However, you will directly realize the innate state of awareness free from any thought about where it hurts, what hurts, how it hurts. And Rinpoche, sometimes we also practice, now we are not feeling any sick, then we, how is it?
Pinch.
And then this is our practice. Like that. Get it? Like that. We're practicing. Look at nature. The who feel the pain, that one is problem. So we have to relax on that. Mm-hmm. You will directly realize that innate state of awareness free from any thought about where it hurts, what hurts, how it hurts, as well as the subject and object of the pain. At the moment, the sickness grows less intense and less intense and become somewhat insubstantial, right? Ningbo, Substantial. Substantial. Get it? Not get it. I got it. Okay. So this is Gaze lesson da. Samjik lesson. Shu gaze. Oh, then tasar sangi. Then gaze the part jik lesson it is in. Any? How many? Okay, tadi di persha shauta wa tushi. Okay, I stop here, then I give tomorrow. I will finish, don't worry, I'll finish tomorrow.